And our next guest is here. It's so good. I only get to see you once a year, but Tambara is here to talk about the Maui Wedding Association's big 22nd annual Maui Wedding Expo. It's Maui's only wedding event of its kind, and it's happening Saturday, August 26th from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the fabulous Sheraton Maui. And yes, it's a month away or more so, but this is what's important. We wanted to have Tambara in here today because there are booth space available. And not only that, you still, if you want to get a booth, you can get it. Or you can also sign up and go to WeddingExpoMaui.com and register to win gifts. And there's even some entertainment spaces still available too, Tambara.
Yeah. Hi, everybody. We are gearing up and planning. We're a month and a half ahead of the 22nd Annual Maui Wedding Expo, and we certainly have lots of booth space available. The floor plan you can check out on the website when you go to register to be an exhibitor. You'll be able to take a look at what spaces are available. And then throughout the day, we like to feature local talent, bands, solo musicians,
sometimes
halals,
chanting, dancing,
exactly,
everything. It's super. What it is not only do you, if you go as someone who's just interested to see what's happening with weddings, you get entertained for the whole day, and it's fabulous entertainment. And you're going, when you're performing there at the expo, you are seen by all the key people in the wedding business as well.
Absolutely. So, you know, this show is definitely geared towards, you know, the consumer and those looking to plan a Maui wedding. But we definitely have a lot of B2B, you know, folks coming in to look for new vendors to work with. Wedding planners a lot of times are coming in and checking everyone out and watching the entertainment. So if there's anyone out there that's interested in performing and showcasing their talents at the expo, we invite them to give us a call or go on our Facebook page, send us a message, or on our website. We'd love to take a look at them and see, you know, if they're a good fit. We have time slots all throughout the day from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. Usually we do about half-hour sets, a little bit of time in between to set up and break down for the next person.
So if you're a musician and you're someone that's thinking, gosh, you know what, I've always wanted to go play ukulele and sing at a wedding, or a guitarist, or, you know,
harpist.
Someone who's, or a harpist, are always popular, or a keyboardist, you know,
absolutely.
Or someone that does that kind of thing. If you have a little halal or you do any of these performances that do, you know, weddings as well, this is your chance. If you're a singer, and you've got to be able to sing Brother Is. It's been a little while since I've videotaped or performed weddings, but everyone wants to hear Brother Is somewhere over the rainbow. I'm sorry.
I think that makes it into many a playlist.
So you got to be able to do a version of Somewhere Over the Rainbow. But you know, this is your opportunity to get out there and be seen and be heard. And to make some, there's a lot of networking that goes
on. Absolutely.
I should mention that, of course, this is, you know, the Maui Wedding Association, 22 years of these amazing wedding expos. You know, there's some communities where you have a lot of wedding groups, you know, but the Maui Wedding Association is the one that's been here for all the years. And it's the one where if you're a wedding coordinator, if you're a minister, if you're a photographer, if you're a florist, if you make cakes, you belong to the Maui Wedding Association.
Absolutely. It's a great organization. Not only do we put on the Wedding Expo, we have a beautiful magazine that we put out. It's actually even used by the Maui Visitor and Convention Bureau for a lot of their sales blitzes that they do on the mainland. And we produce about 18,000 copies of that annually that goes across the mainland. Yeah.
Wow.
To the Hawaii Visitor and Convention Center on Oahu and all over the place. So, and then, you know, for our members, we do a lot of educational opportunities, networking events. We actually have one the last Tuesday of this month at Taverna. We're super excited. They're hosting us. And they're really gearing up their wedding packages as a venue and as a place for a reception. So we're excited to kind of get more information from them, and they're going to be hosting us for lunch. So if you're interested, you can go online to Facebook, get that information.
And the Facebook name is Maui Wedding Association?
Yep, exactly.
Yeah. I mean, how many members do you have now?
We have a little over 200 right now.
Wow, that's a lot.
Yeah. So, and, you know, every year when the expo comes around, it's really cool to see some of the newer businesses that are joining because they really want to be a part of the expo. And so it's sort of almost our annual membership drive in addition to doing the expo, because we do get a lot of new memberships this time of year.
I mean, it's everything, too. I mean, a lot of hotels and restaurants are absolutely. Also members, right?
Absolutely. I mean,
so it's quite an interesting networking opportunity. Plus, there's that amazing website that people go to. And I'll tell you, the wedding business is massive. It's huge here. I think there's like, what, 25 or 30,000 weddings every year here on Maui?
I believe, yeah.
An outrageous number. And people come here from all over to get married. And then, of course, you have the local people getting married here, too. But the wedding business brings in so much money to Maui.
It really does. And it's exciting. And, you know, it's an industry that still has room for growth, you know, and I know that every year when I go to the tourism conference on Oahu, the romance market is something that everyone's really paying attention to, because people are looking for outside-the-box opportunities, and Maui definitely has the venues and the activities to provide those types of events for people that are, you know, really looking to do more than just a ceremony. They might have a weekend-long or a week-long wedding activity, you know, all different types of things that they're doing with their guests. And it's really cool. And, you know, on Maui, you can be just two people getting married on a beautiful beach and getting some amazing photography, or you can have 500 guests. You know, we can really accommodate all types of weddings here, which is really unique, I think, to our location.
You know, it's also interesting, too. There's always different themes that are popular every year. I mean, I don't know when it became, I mean, a few years ago, it was like having the Western, remember when it was like the Western theme weddings and everyone wanted to do that? And is there a theme this year? People, are there different themes that happen?
I think, you know, that the theme just honestly runs the gamut. I've seen it all. And and you'll see that, you know, at the expo with vendors, and maybe they're showing off different photography and lookbooks, and they have their iPads and everything there for you to take a look at. But really, from what I can see, from what the vendors are doing and producing here, it can be all over the place. So it's really exciting.
Interesting. And there's also, every year, there's different colors that are like the colors that are like the theme. I mean, I was shocked one year. I remember it was black. I was like, really? You want to have all your bridesmaids in black? And then it was white and black. And it's like, okay, well, that's interesting. It's white and black this year, you know? One year it was brown, and they were like all chocolate. Remember? It was chocolate brown one year. And then it goes pastels. But this is why, you know, people spend so much. Brides really go in and get all these different issues of magazines. They spend hours and hours, countless hours online checking all these things out. And so it's their big day. But on top of that, and I don't want to forget this, vow renewals are also, I think, growing in number. And, you know, a lot of times people come to Maui and they come for an anniversary. Maybe it's their 5th or their 10th or their 25th. I did one wedding once. It was their 50th anniversary. But their wedding vow renewals is also a very popular thing. And people, believe me, this can be also get decked out. And a lot of, most vow renewals I did there, that people, the women dress way up too as well, right? But it's a little more casual because you're not stressed out because it's not your first event, right?
Yeah, that's one thing that's really great about the Maui Wedding Association and our website. I actually just got an inquiry a couple of days ago from a couple that are going to be in Maui. They're coming on the Carnival Cruise Line in December, and they want to do a vow renewal. But, you know, they have sort of like a short amount of time that they're going to be here. And so I was able to sort of point them in the right direction and you know, give them the correct referrals that can help them out. So it was really cool to see that.
You can actually have a limo meet them, and they can get out to the limo, and they can be driven right to, I've done vow renewals on the beach, and they drive out, and usually they're, a lot of times if it's a vow renewal, they have their kids with them if they have kids, or maybe some family members, and then that's kind of cool because the kids get to see their wedding kind of vow renewal. And so then everyone participates, and you get the pictures and photos, and then they go back to the boat, and they get to have champagne and celebrate on the boat as a party.
Absolutely.
And it's really a cool thing to do, actually. Very, very cool thing to do. And so it makes it very, very special. But, you know, the people who go to this as well a lot of them, I don't know how many, I'm going to ask you, how many are actually planning a wedding within the year that go to the wedding expo?
Quite a few, and that's the great thing about being an exhibitor at this expo is that everyone who is, you know, paid and has a booth at the expo, they get a list. So the list is going to have the contact information of brides and grooms, their wedding date, their projected wedding date. Mm-hmm. So they're going to get all that data, which is really sort of exciting, because then after the expo, they can be following up individually with each one of those people that registered for the expo. And that list, over the last 3 years, it's been from 750 to 950 names on the list. So
that's a lot.
So that's, you know, it does take a lot of work on their behalf, but that's, it's not that easy to get a lead list like that. So I think it's pretty outstanding for those folks.
Well, one thing that's nice, and I've been to the one, it's at the Sheraton Maui once again. It's from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. And you do have that lovely, lovely spot there, you know. So, of course, this is a chance for people also, if they're coming, to think, oh, maybe this is a place I could do the wedding, you know. And there's so many different sites where you can. You can use hotels, as I said. You can do beaches. You can do restaurants, some of the restaurants, and you can do private homes, you know.
Absolutely. And a helicopter in the water. Yeah. There was recently a wedding on surfboards I saw on Facebook.
Did you?
So, yeah. But yeah,
I did one once in at the Maui Ocean Center.
Oh,
and
that was
bride
beautiful.
And groom were in the water wearing wetsuits.
How cute.
And there were sharks and manta rays, these stingrays, swimming around them.
Nothing says love.
And they had mics so you could hear the people were outside, and everyone could hear it. And they rented the entire Ocean Center for
them. Oh, wow.
And then they had the reception upstairs there, and they had the party there, and the dancers and everything. So, yeah, and I mean, you can have the wedding of your dreams on Maui for sure. By the way, out there at the Sheraton, there you can do self-parking for the event for just $1 for every 3 hours for validation. And you can also, I like this, you can receive a 25% discount on breakfast at the Black Rock Kitchen. Your breakfast includes a complimentary glass of champagne or mimosa. You just have to let the server know that you're there for the expo. So if you want to start early, some people do, you can go there early and have your breakfast and at the Black Rock Kitchen and have some champagne. And then, you know, there's always fun things. I think one of the fun things that's always really popular is people tasting wedding cakes. Are you going to have that again?
Oh, I'm sure we will. Yes, we already have two different wedding cake companies signed up, so I'm sure they will definitely be bringing taste tests for people to try out their delicious cakes. Yeah, we definitely do that. You know, the list of vendors sort of runs the gamut. So there's everything from transportation, lighting, coordinators, photographers, cakes, as you mentioned.
I hadn't thought of lighting.
Yeah, lighting's very important.
I hadn't realized that. So lighting if you're doing special reception in a certain room.
Yeah, absolutely. Uplighting. And then they can, you know, match your colors, everything like that.
Wow.
So, yeah.
I had never, ever thought of that before. Of course, DJs.
Yep, DJs.
Yeah.
And then
makeup
all the entertainment.
Makeup and hair is huge,
yep.
Right?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you got to have a good makeup and hair person.
And it seems like a lot of the people that are doing destination weddings, they love to work with a makeup artist and a hair provider that can come to them.
Yes.
So that's really cool, you know.
It is.
So, and a lot of times they can hire them to stay so that they can get touch-ups before the photography and things like that. So that's really nice.
Well, you know, it never ceases to amaze me. And I know, remember how important the Maui Wedding Association was when the rules were changing about permits for the beach, etc. I mean, it amazes me how many people think they can just come and, you know, get married on a beach and they can go anywhere and bring their bottle of champagne and have a drink. No, you can't. You know, this is where coordinators really do come in handy.
Absolutely. Yeah. And that's something that we always, you know, as the association are working to get that information out. So a lot of that information is in on our website and also in our magazine and that is sent out, because you're definitely right. And I do get calls a lot with people, well, which beaches can I get married on? So then it's nice to have a spot to just direct them to get that information. And then obviously we have a lot of coordinators and wedding planners that are members that can sort of guide them along the way and make sure that they're following all the laws.
Yes,
so
you can.
You don't want to spend your wedding night in the.
No, I mean, I've seen, if you know, people bring bottles of champagne and literally think they could just bring their bottle of champagne and do a champagne toast on the beach. And I was like, oh, you can't do that. You could get fined. I could get fined. You can't do that. and you know, so it's good to know. And the wedding, I tell you, the wedding coordinators are such hard work. You know most all of them, right? They're such hardworking people here. And they will help. They'll bend over backwards to help you get the photos you want, to get the hair done you want, to get all the music that you want, to get the video. Do people still do videographers? I was a videographer for like 15 years, and I
absolutely. But now there's drones.
Oh my gosh, the drone! Yeah. I hadn't thought of that. You'd have to be a drone person if you're a videographer now.
Absolutely.
I hadn't even thought of that.
Can get some amazing footage to kind of. You know, wedding videos now are more like small indie films.
Yes.
It's, you know, it's...
It was going in that direction. It really was going in that direction when I left it, 15 years ago. Yeah, and it's interesting. And what's really nice now since I left, it was still happening when I was there, is there's some lovely gay coordinator, for people who are gay people who want to get married. It's become a huge business where you can even stay at some lovely bed and breakfasts that are very gay friendly, and you know it's become a very big business where people who come to Maui, because it's legal to get married here if you're gay, and you can go through all that. So that's really evolved as a whole business in itself too. And over the last that's been about 10 years now, isn't it?
Yeah, I think so.
About 10 years.
Because at first it was just
commitment ceremonies.
Yeah,
I was doing those way back then with Kevin Rebello.
Full fledged.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
it's great. And I think, you know, less and less I see it as differentiated. It's sort of
melded into the whole.
Yeah, which is great. You
yes,
know, so.
Absolutely. And so. Maui is an amazing place, and a lot of people think it's their dream. I remember doing once a wedding for a couple, and the person really had been told that they didn't know how long they were going to be left to live. But their dream, they were from England, and their dream was to come to Maui to get married before they died. I mean, that is like, wow. You know, and I was performing the ceremony. I mean, talk about having your heart touched. It's like, wow, this was their entire life's dream, was to come to Maui to get married. And we can't underestimate that. But I do want to remind people, it really would be a good idea if you're getting married. In fact, it's really, really a great idea to go to a weddingexpomaui.com. Tell people why they should get registered and go to the site now.
Well, first of all, if they register in advance, it definitely helps when they arrive. They can just check in and be able to go right in. They won't have to, provide all their information. But everyone who registers will be entered to win door prizes. And we're just, you know, so lucky that all of our members and the people that are exhibiting at the expo provide some incredible door prizes. You know, everything from a night stay at a hotel to dining gift certificates to on-site coordination to free wedding cake. It's really amazing the prizes that people can win. And
I've always been amazed. I think sometimes I didn't even mention it. I'm so glad you brought that, because some of the prizes given are unbelievable. I mean, really great prizes. I mean, free night stay at hotels sometimes, and free wedding coordinator. I mean, those are worth thousands of dollars.
Yeah, it was really cool. I think in 2013, we had the wedding expo up at the Plantation House in Kapalua. And since they were hosting it, they really wanted to provide like an incredible door prize. And so they did an actual free wedding ceremony up there.
Wow.
And so that was really fun. And that, you know, we got to meet the people that won because they were still there. And it just was really exciting. So
Absolutely. And I remember when it began, it used to be at Queen Kaumanu Center when it started. I think that was in the beginning. I can't remember the first years. And then for a while, you did some in Kihei at the hotel down there. Well, that hotel's changed its name a few times as well. So it has been in different locations. It was at the Tropical Plantation? No, I think it was up at the Merrill Monroe House up there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, once or twice. So now it's at the Sheraton. It's there. It's been there a couple of years.
Yep, this is the second year in a row, and the Sheraton has just been so gracious to work with us. You know, we are a nonprofit, membership-driven organization. So, and they really they love having us there, and we love working with them. The great thing about, you know, having it up there, people can really make a day of it, you know. So even people that live up country, you know, when I talk to them, they're like, yeah, we planned our whole day, come to the West Side, we're going to do the wedding expo, then maybe go to the beach or, you know, tour some other properties there that are in Kaanapali. So it really makes it great. There's easy parking.
Yeah.
The ballroom is exquisite. It's super user friendly for all of our vendors that are coming to set up because it's just really easy for loading and unloading. So those are all things that we have to think about when we're putting on an event of this magnitude.
Is there a charge?
Oh, for the booth?
No, for the wedding expo.
Oh, no, it's free.
I did want to say that because, yeah, it's free. Folks, I want to let you know, many, many places you go, like Oahu or any other places, there are charges to get in wedding expos. Many places around the country charge.
Yeah, ours is complimentary. We just feel like the more the merrier, you know, if you want to bring your bridesmaid or your mother or your mother-in-law-to-be and kind of, you know, make a day of it, just come on in. And we look forward to having everyone out. It's on Saturday, August 26th at the Sheraton from 10 to 3. So you have plenty of time to come in and check everything out, then maybe go to lunch and then maybe come back. I've seen a lot of people do that, you know, and then that because they want to do another sweep and just see if they missed anything or anyone. And then also we always publicize the entertainment schedule so that if there's certain bands that you want to see because maybe you want them to play at your wedding, you can kind of come and go to check out that specific entertainment. So,
and if you are an entertainer and you'd like to be performing there, the best way to do that is?
You can either go to the same website, weddingexpomaui.com, and there's a contact us there, or on Facebook, Maui Wedding Association.
Well, thank you. And Tamara has a couple of hats she wears.
I have many hats.
So this is her other hat, but thank you. You also work at, you still work in Lahaina at Bubba Gump's, right?
Yeah, I'm the regional sales and marketing manager for Bubba Gump's and Mai Tai Bar, so that's really fun.
Well, yay.
Yeah.
Thank you for coming all the
thank
way over
you.
And telling us all about it. Really appreciate that, and we'll see you at the Wedding Expo.
See you there, Cindy.
Okay,
thank you.
Aloha.